仍然的能够跟弟兄姊妹一起的来敬拜神。我也是感谢神给我的恩典，让我能够再一次的跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通。这是靠着我们自己的力量，我们什么都不能做。
By our own strength, we can do nothing.
我们一切只有靠着主的恩典。
Always by the grace of God.
来虔诚他要我们所做的事情。
That we can accomplish what He wants us to accomplish.
我们再读一段的圣经。
Let's read another passage.
虽然我们已经读过，我们再读一遍。
Although we've read it, we'll read it once again.
我们看约翰福音第二十章。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章十九节到二十三节。
Gospel of John chapter 20, verse 19 to 23.
找到了弟兄姊妹。看我用中文读请五号弟兄用英文读。
We'll read it Chinese first and then English.
约翰福音第二十章十九节，那里就是新律的第一律王上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
在这一段的时间，我给弟兄姊妹所有的交通就是主复活的主。
Recently, the topic I've been sharing is the Lord of Resurrection.
我记得在复活节的时候，我说到看到玛利亚，她遇见复活的主。
Remember, starting on Easter, we shared on Mary, she met the Lord of Resurrection.
以后我们就一起的来交通看到这复活主的确信。
Then we shared about the assurance of the Lord of Resurrection.
因着我们的主从死里复活，我们更确信知道他乃是神的儿子。
Because of the resurrection of the Lord, we have assurance that He is the Son of God.
他乃是基督。
He is Christ.
他乃是复活，他乃是生命。
He is life and He is resurrection.
以后我们就看到复活主的应许。
Then we saw the promise of the resurrection.
我们前一次已经看过主应许我们要从死里复活。
Last time we looked at that Jesus promised that we will be resurrected.
在主耶稣被钉在十字架以前，他常常的应许我们说要从死里复活。
Before the Lord went to the cross, he over and over told us that we will be resurrected.
但是他怎样的叫我们能够确信我们要从死里复活？
But what's the assurance that we will be resurrected?
他就从他埋在坟墓里，第三天从死里复活。
He himself was buried and rose on the third day.
所以刚刚我们所读的经文就是《哥林多前书》第十五章二十节。
So what we just read, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20.
我们的主耶稣基督乃是初熟的果子,
that the Lord Jesus was the first fruit.
前一次我略略地解释到,
last time I briefly explained what is the first fruit.
若是我们看见哪一个初熟的果子, 我们就知道以后必有更多的果子。
And as we see the first fruit, we know that in the future there will be more fruit.
同样我们的主耶稣从死里复活, 我们也确信说我们有一天要从死里复活。
And in the same way, when we see the Lord Jesus was resurrected, we know one day we so also will be resurrected. It is not a resurrection in essence. It is not a resurrection in spirit. But when the Lord comes, our body will be resurrected. We'll have a resurrected, glorified body. Matching the Lord Jesus. The passage we just read. We pay attention that the Lord of Resurrection promised that we will receive the Holy Spirit. We see there are several promises. The main one was the indwelling and infilling of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, they were filled by Holy Spirit. They were outpoured by the Holy Spirit. Before they were weak. Before they were fear. But when the Holy Spirit filled them, they were filled with power. When the Holy Spirit filled them, they deeply felt that the Lord was with them. So they feared no longer. They preached the gospel with boldness. We are the same. The day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down. He is willing to dwell in the hearts of the saints. He is willing to dwell among church. To be with us. He wants to fill us. Many times we feel we are weak. We feel spiritually tired. It's all because we have not gotten the outpouring and filling of the Holy Spirit.
So
the Lord promised His disciples, go back and wait at Jerusalem. Wait for the Holy Spirit of promise. When the Holy Spirit comes down, you shall have power from Jerusalem to all Judea, Samaritan, to the end of the earth, to be my witness. That's the main promise of this passage we just read. There are three more promises here. First, he said, peace be with you.
19节说愿你们平安。
Verse 19, peace be with you.
21节又说愿你们平安。
And verse 21, again, peace be with you. That's a beautiful promise.
以后就告诉他们说，父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
And then he said, as the Father has sent you, I am sending you.
我们得着了我们的主的差遣。
We are sent by the Lord. That is a great promise. Many times we are willing to preach the gospel. Many times we are willing to be a preacher. Many times we are willing to be a missionary to the foreign countries. Many years I want to go to a foreign country to preach the gospel. But God never promised me. God never sent me. I wanted to go to Africa. But God turned me and put me in Kansas City. I need to be sent. To be sent to Africa. But God didn't do so. So I stayed here. I think it's a great blessing to be sent by the Lord. That's a great promise. As the Father sent me, I sent you. Every child of God,
每一个基督徒,
every Christian, all have are sent by the Lord.
但是不同的地方,
but to different places,
不同的岗位,
different positions.
在一个很小的地方,
if God sent us to a small place,
我们就保守在那个小的地方,
we need to be kept.
我想那就是要蒙福的一个福气。
That is the blessing.
第三个我们看见, 第四个我们看见23节说 你们赦免谁的罪就赦免了。
And lastly, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪谁的罪就留下了。
If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven, as in verse 23. That's a great promise.
让我们能够有赦免人的恩典。
That we have the grace of forgiveness.
能够有赦免人的力量。
The power of forgiveness.
我想一个人生最痛苦，一个心中最大的重担就是不能够赦免人。
The greatest burden in life is not being able to forgive.
我们常常遇见一个人得罪我们。
We often are miss.
他可能是不讲理的来伤害我们。
Often others hurt us.
我们就觉得这一个人是可恶的。
We hate that person.
这一个人应该受咒诅。
We condemn the person. We cannot forgive. Sometimes we felt we can forgive those non-believers. But if it was brothers or sisters, we cannot forgive. If it was the preacher hurt me, then I cannot forgive. But the Lord Jesus gave us a promise. The Lord give us a right that every one of us can forgive. Forgive those who sin against us. When we forgive others, the other person will be released. It is very practical. Many times we do against the brother or sister. We often have a burden in our heart. Even though sometimes we take advantage, but our heart has bounded. That's many times the spiritual hindrance. Spiritually, we remain in the same place. We cannot be released. Our prayer cannot release. Our singing cannot release. Because we have sinned against others. But also, if others do against us, we also get bounded. We also feel the other people cannot be forgiven. That time, we ourselves have abounded. A burden is on our heart. The Lord gave us a promise. Give us a right. If we can forgive, that is a blessing God gives us. God gives us a broad heart. God wants to give more blessing into our heart. More joy to fill us.
圣灵借助我们去赦免人的时候，圣灵而大大的充满我们。
And when Holy Spirit uses to forgive us, Holy Spirit will fill us.
但是哪一个被赦免的人，
But the one who is forgiven, he will be relieved. And he will be forgiven. And that sin will no longer remain on him. So the verse, the more I think about it, the more beautiful I feel it is. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. May we be the relief of others. May we be the blessing channel of others. When the blessing comes through us, we will be more blessed. I just want to add something to what I shared last time. I had 5 points originally. First is God promised that we will be resurrected. Second, he promised the Holy Spirit that we might inherit the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, he promised the power of resurrection. When we gain the Holy Spirit, he has promised us that. When the Holy Spirit comes, you shall have power. That power comes from the Holy Spirit on us. But he himself also told us,
他说,
all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. So go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them what I have taught you. Then I shall be with you always. We see two things here. Especially on preaching gospel. If we really have heart to share for gospel, it won't happen that I go preach gospel, many people come. When we go preach gospel, we will face many difficulties. Maybe some won't agree with us. Many will laugh at us when we preach gospel. When I was in Taiwan, when I started to plant church, I felt by myself going around. Sometimes I go to the street. Sometimes I go to the mountain. At that time, there is a hospital in that Yangmingshan. Many people don't want to go. Once a co-worker brought me to that
hospital.
He said, maybe I won't be able to come back. I hope you have some burden for that place. When I went in
there,
and we found a tuberculosis patient.
他就问他说你好,
said, how are you?
写一个肺病的那个病患就回答他,
and the patient replied,
他说我有什么好的?
How can I be good?
你看我外面长得很好,
you see, I'm good outside,
但是我里面都是臭的,
but inside it's filthy,
我里面都坏了,
it's all rotten.
写一句话打动我的心,
that word touched my heart.
我觉得
I felt I need to be there.
到哪一个地方去, 我们想去帮助他,
to that place, I wanted to help them.
但是他们的心中都是一个怀恨, 觉得别人就把他撇在哪一个地方,
but in their heart, they are filled with bitterness.
他就常常地骂我,
they felt they are deserted, so they often
scold
me. But praise the Lord.
每一次我去的时候,
every time I go,
我
when I come back,
我心中就充满了一个大的喜乐,
my heart is filled with joy.
为什么？因为主与我同在。
Why? Because the Lord was with me.
所以在传福音的事情上，神特别应许有他的同在。
So on this matter of sharing gospel, Jesus promised his presence.
这是神应许给他的去传福音的人。
That is the promise for those who preach the gospel.
我每一次去的时候也能够想到
and every time I go there, I can experience the power of resurrection. That power takes fear from me. That power helps me to overcome many difficulties. So Paul experienced this power of gospel. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16,
他说这福音本是神的大能,
he said the gospel is the power of God to save those who believe.
是的有许多的难处,
yes, there are many difficulties.
是的有许多的困难,
yes, there are many problems.
但是神要与我们同在,
but God wants to be with us.
因为他要把复活的能力
because he wants to put the power of resurrection on
us.
He used the power of resurrection to transform people's lives. So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, Paul had a great prayer. He taught the same thing as Ephesians. It was also his prayer for the saints. It ought to be our own prayer. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him fully. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for those who believe. The power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he was raised from the dead. It is his promise that he will give us his great strength and power. Although I feel I'm old now. And often I wonder if I can get up and walk the other day. But thank and praise the Lord. The power of resurrection. When that power comes to me, again I can speak. Again I can walk. Again I can preach the gospel of God. I deeply feel that's not my own power. That is the power of the Lord's resurrection. That is a prayer we ought to learn. That is the knowledge we need to learn. The hope of his calling. The the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints.
他向我们显的能力是何等的浩大。
The great power he revealed to those who believe.
这个能力乃是显明在我们主耶稣基督从死里复活的身上。
Which manifested on the Lord's resurrection.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
他应许我们, 有一天他再来的时候, 我们身体得属, 要得着了复活荣耀的身体。
He promised that when He comes, our body should be redeemed. We will have a glorified body.
这是你我的盼望。
That is the hope of you and me.
这是我人生的盼望。
That is the hope of my life.
若是我觉得就是死了就罢了, 我想我不必做基督徒。
If I think that when I die, I die, nothing else is there, I don't need to be a Christian. But thank the Lord. He is raised from the dead. And when He comes one day, He will raise us from the dead also. At that time, we will no longer have sickness.
都是年轻的。
We will all be young.
再没有衰老那个可以陷害我们。
We will never get deteriorated.
也没有再病痛可以伤害我们。
There will no longer be illness that will hurt us.
或许我们就觉得为什么基督徒也会生病。
Many times we wonder why Christians get sick also.
我们说为什么传道人也会生病。
Why preachers get sick also.
那感冒没有关系。
Having a cold is not a big deal.
小病没有关系。
Small sickness is okay.
而且连心脏病也没有关系。
Or even heart attack is not a problem.
今天中风也没有关系。
Or stroke is not a problem.
但是人一说到, 哦, 这个癌症那个, 我们就好像看见老虎一样。
But when we see cancer, we see tiger.
弟兄姊妹, 我们也不能够避免这许多的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot avoid these problems. We're still in this world just like the people in the world. But there is a precious life in us. That life is the life of resurrection. I feel in these days we have many doubts in our hearts. We have many complaints even. Why in this wonderful church there so many things happen? I was sitting there. God has been speaking to me. He wants to reveal the power of His resurrection. Whether it's sickness, whether it's death,
无论是得医治,
whether it's healing,
我相信神能够医治一切的疾病,
I believe God can heal all sicknesses.
神能够叫我们靠着信心得这一切,
God can give us victory in faith.
但是在任何的情况里面, 都是要显明他复活的道理。
But under all circumstances, it is to reveal the power of His resurrection.
我相信神要在我们当中行他奇妙的作为。
I believe God will do His wonderful work among
us.
Many times we are sleeping.
神要唤醒我们。
God wants to wake us up.
可能我们多少的时候家庭里面我们睡觉了。
Many times in our family we
sleep.
God wants to wake us up.
好让我们回到神的面前,
that we might return to God.
让回到地上十字架的主的面前,
return to the Lord of crucifixion.
那是要回到哪一个复活的主的面前,
return to the Lord of resurrection.
哪一个回到升天的主的面前,
return to the Lord of ascension. He pour Holy Spirit down
to
us. Pour among us. To reveal His power. Reveal the power of His resurrection. Praise the Lord. This is the fourth promise God has given us. The fifth promise, He promised He will come back. I'm not saying He will come back. He shall come. He will come. He has promised. In John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3,
但他离开以前,
before he departed, he comforted his
他说你们心里不要忧愁,
disciples. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If there is not, I would have told you so. I go and prepare a place for you. And then I will come back to take you to where I live.
我在哪里,
where I am, you shall be there also. Many Bible scholars say this refers to the filling of the Holy Spirit. But the right explanation is that He will come back. When He comes back, He will take us to the place He prepares. That is the Millennium Kingdom. That is the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem. That we will enjoy the blessing of eternity. When He was resurrected, He also gave us hints. Apostle John especially remembered that. He stood by Jesus.
哪一个彼得就要爱讲话?
Peter liked to talk.
他就问耶稣说,
Peter asked, this person has always been with you, how will he be like in the future?
耶稣回答说,
Jesus replied,
他说, 我若是要他, 等到我来的时候, 与你有什么相干?
Jesus said, if I want to keep him until I come, what does that have to do with you? You come and follow me. We often like Peter. We look around. When he believed, does he have any blessing? We often see other people. Brothers and sisters, when we're together, it's good.
传道人在这里很好的带领也是好的。A
preacher, a minister here lead us very well, that's good.
但是我们的主耶稣呢，就叫我们单单的看见他。But
our Lord wants us to see Him only.
我不是说不要管附近旁边的人。I'm
not saying you don't take care of others.
我乃是说我们的注意力不是在我们的四围。
I'm saying our attention shall not be around our.
我们的注意力要单单的仰望我们信心创始的复活的主耶稣.
Our attention shall be on the Lord Jesus, who is resurrected. That's the secret.
以后当他复活，以后要升天.
When he resurrected, he ascended.
他升天的时候，有一朵云彩就把他接上去。
There was a cloud took him up.
这个时候门徒就站在哪一个地方，一直的看他怎样的上去。
And the disciple was standing there watching.
这个时候有两位的穿白衣的人。
At that time there were two people dressing in white.
他就说加利利人啊。
They said, Galileans.
他说你为什么站着望天里？
Why stand and look in the heaven?
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣,
the Jesus that departed,
你们见他怎样的往天上去,
you see how he goes up into the heaven,
他还要再来,
he will come down the same way.
我想这是极宝贵的应许,
that's a great promise.
他借着天使给我们把他的应许告诉我们,
through the angels he told us the promise.
但是他自己,
but he himself, when Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, he revealed to Apostle John in Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him. And all the people on the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. That is the promise of our Lord. That is my assurance. No matter what. I don't know when he will come. And I don't know when he comes how the world will change. Or maybe I don't even know Revelation. I don't know Daniel chapter
9.
And I don't know the last day how the world will change. But I know the Lord's word is true. Because he taught the disciples, if it's yes, it's yes. If it's no, it's no. If you say more, it's from the devil. Brothers and sisters, our God is God of truth. He wants us to be true. He wants those who preach his words to be true. In every matter, what we do, what we say, needs to be true. Because he is true. He is trustworthy. I fully believe the Lord's promise. I fully believe the words recorded in the Bible. That is my faith. That is the way of my life. May God bless His church. That we may walk in His truth. We can walk in His promise. God will greatly bless us. God will bless every family greatly. God will bless every individual greatly. I believe many problems come from us being not true. Our family problems many times are because we are not true. There are many abnormality in our life. It is our untrue. May God deeply impress His words in us. May the life of the resurrection of our Lord truly indwell in our hearts. May we often can live in His words. The Holy Spirit will lead us. Lead His church. Lead every individual to walk the way of our lives. Many things men do. I'm not saying we should not do anything. Often we do not do things according to the word of God. If we hold on to the promise of God, God can do nothing but bless the people. Nothing but bless His church. Second, He will come to accomplish the will of the Father. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, the most important beginning, prayer is for the will of God. The second coming of the Lord is to accomplish the will of God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. First, pray for His name. We are to lift up His name. We are to glorify His name. We want men to hallow His name. We do not do good things by ourselves. what we have, we want others to have. That is why we want to preach the true gospel.
We want
to preach the gospel of life.
We want
to preach the gospel of the Holy Spirit. That man may sanctify the name of Father.
第二个,
secondly, your kingdom come.
主耶稣再来的时候呢,
the second coming of Christ shall accomplish the kingdom of God.
在启示录第十一章十五节,
in Revelation chapter 11, verse
15,
the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of the, our Lord and Christ. The generation of this young people is blessed. As myself and Elder Chu, we encountered much war, poverty. We felt the world is in chaos. We felt even there is no peace in the country. And different families, they fight with each other. And when we come out, we see country fighting country. We all say we war for peace. But truly we war for our own gain. This world will never have a day of peace. I have a very good friend. He said the economy of man shall never be fair.
我从他的这一句话,我就得了一个结论,这个世界是永远不会平安的。
This world will never have peace.
是我们的主耶稣告诉他的门徒说,
so the Lord told his disciples,
在这世上有苦难,
in this world you have suffering, but in me you have peace. But why do we still live then?
因为我知道,
because I know,
不管人怎么变,
no matter how men change,
这个国际的情况怎么变,
no matter how international affairs
are,
no matter how men fight with men,
强的欺负弱小的,
the strong heat the, hurt the weak,
有文化的来吃那个没有文化的,
the cultivated hurt the savage.
但是不管怎么样, 我相信主耶稣的话,
no matter what, I believe the words of the Lord Jesus.
使徒约翰说,
Apostle John said,
世界上的过渡,
the world of this
kingdom,
the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of the Lord and Christ. He will establish his kingdom to accomplish the kingdom of God. To accomplish. Thirdly, his will shall overrule. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Really, we are still on earth. We cannot go up to heaven. But praise the Lord. One day when our Lord comes back again, men will do the will of God. Men will come to the kingdom of God. How do I do what I need to do? I remember 1978, first time I went back to mainland China. I went to see my principal. He told me,
你看, 我们的教会有很多的大学,
you see, the church have much
university.
We have many universities.
我们的教会有很多的医院,
our church has many hospitals.
我们的教会盖了很多的礼拜堂,
our church built many buildings.
我们的教会有培养很多的牧师,
Our church educated many pastors.
但是我们以在解放以前，我们去叫人信耶稣非常的困难。
But at that time, it was very difficult to ask people to receive gospel.
但是到了解放以后,
but after the
特别在文化革命的时候,
especially in the Cultural Revolution,
很多人就来问我们说,
many people, they come to us,
我怎样的要成了一个基督徒?
How can I become a Christian?
我们也是一样的。
Likewise,
当主再来的时候,
when the Lord comes,
人要问说什么是神的旨意?
Men will come and ask, what is the will of God?
人要学习神的道。
Men will come and learn the word of God.
为了成全父神的旨意,
to accomplish the will of the Father.
他必再来,
he will come.
最后我们看到, 我们圣徒我们需要他的再来。
Then we see that we as saints, we long for his return.
这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
这是我们的祷告。
That is our prayer.
这是我们的渴望。
That is our longing.
我们就想到我还有什么可以满足我的需要。
We often wonder what can satisfy me.
我有时候就觉得我什么都有。
I sometimes feel I have everything.
我吃也有穿也有。
I can eat, I have clothes.
我有房很好的房子住。
I have good house to dwell.
我有汽车。
I have cars to drive.
我可以说应有尽有。
You can say I have everything.
I need.
I can go everywhere I want to go.
但是我觉得只有为着这样许多，我想我的人生是非常非常暗淡。
But if that's all I need, my life is very dark.
但是感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我有一个盼望。
I have a hope.
我有一个渴慕。
I have a longing.
我渴慕主耶稣再来。
I long for the return of the Lord Jesus.
我的祷告乃是, 求主要快来。
My prayer is the Lord shall hasten his coming. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in every saint. Sometimes we don't know how to pray.
有时候我就想到,
sometimes I think about church.
我想有的传道人很能干。
Some preachers are very capable.
他可以, 那教会可以有一万人,
maybe there are 10,000 people or many thousands.
他一年可以开个一个新的教堂。
And one year I can plant, he can plant a church.
但是这都不是我的盼望。
But that's not my hope.
这不是我的渴望。
That's not my longing.
弟兄姊妹不要误解,
do not misunderstand, brothers and sisters,
说我不要这个去传福音,
that I don't need to go preach gospel.
我的意思是说, 我的罪人生当中, 我的属灵的里面最主要的是什么?
But in my life, in my spirit, what is most important thing?
我知道我有一天要过去,
I know one day I will pass away.
但是我就是 过去到了乐园去,
but even I go to the paradise.
那还不是我终极的目的,
it is not my ultimate purpose.
我终极的目的乃是有一天我要见到那一个复活的主耶稣基督荣耀的形状。
My ultimate goal is one day I will see the Lord of Resurrection, the form of his glorification.
这是我的盼望。
That is my hope.
这是我的渴慕。
That is my longing.
能够面对面的见到哪一个荣耀的主,
that face to face I can see the Lord of glory.
所以使徒约翰在约翰一书第三章里面,
so Apostle John in 1 John chapter 3 he said,
就特别的讲, 赞美神,
he praised the Lord.
他说看哪父赐给我们是何等的慈爱,
he said, behold what love is the love Father of,
他称我们为他的儿女,
he called us his children.
我们也真是他的儿女。
We are truly his children.
我们现在如何尚未显明。
What we shall be, it's not revealed.
但是当他显现的时候,
but we know when he reveals,
我们必得见他的真体。
We shall see his true image.
这一个时候, 我要遇见他。
and I shall see him.
我要改变有他荣耀的身体相似。
I shall change according to his glorified body.
最后他就加一句话。
Then he added a word.
他说凡有这指望的,
all those who have such hope,
他就必接近自己,
he shall sanctify himself
向他接近你,
as he is clean.
我最后再用两分钟讲一个小故事。
I'll use the last 2 minutes to share a story.
那就是 Dr. Gordon, A.J. Gordon.
It's about Dr. A.J. Gordon.
他可以说是在中部是一个很有名的一个学者，一个传道人。
He is a renowned scholar and preacher in the East Coast.
他一般的情况，他就是每一个假期的时候，就给他的儿女在他的 New Hampshire的农场在一起。
Usually during his vacation, he stays in the farm of New Haven with his children. I think this is our family education also. It's very hard for us to be together with as a family. But during those times when he's together with the family, when they return to New Haven.
New Hampshire.
But there was a call for him to return to Boston.
So he told
his daughter, I need to go to Boston. I will come back as soon as the matter is done.
所以他的女儿就是每一天就穿很漂亮的衣服。
So the daughter dressed in beautiful dress every day.
她就手洗得很干净。
And wash her hands.
她脸也洗得很干净。
Wash her face.
所以她就到火车站去。
And go to the train station.
就要接她的父亲。
To wait to receive his father.
但是早上去，就火车来了，没有看见她爸爸。
But in the morning she went, the train came. Her father wasn't there.
So she
returned home. In the afternoon, there is another train. And the daughter again dressed very well and washed her face and hands. She wanted to be dressed well and see her father. But then the afternoon she didn't see her father either. And second day she went there again. Every day she dressed very well, went to see her father. Wash her face, wash her hand. When they really, her father came back. Saw his daughter very well dressed. Saw her face was very clean. Her hands.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这是我们的心意,
that is our hearts. We're but to receive our father. But one day, the Lord Jesus, he went to the heaven to prepare a place for us. He didn't tell us when he will come back. But he wants us to prepare daily. So Apostle John, those who have such hope shall cleanse himself as he is clean. Let's bow down and pray.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord, we thank you that you give us such great blessing and promise.
主,
not only, Lord, you give us a great hope,
当你再来的时候,
but that when you come back, we shall be raised from the dead. We shall have the adoption of the Son. Our body can be redeemed. Although we have everything in this world, although we feel the natural world is so wonderful, but all things are moaning, moaning for the return. We thank you to give us the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit may dwell in us, not only to be our substance, but to be our life, to be our strength, to be our guide. We thank you for the power of resurrection that you give us, that you are with us always. And Lord, you promise you will come back. Lord, before you, it often reveals our shortcomings. We ask you to cleanse by us. You once has purchased us. Daily and moment by moment, you are willing to cleanse us with your blood. If we sin against you, you are righteous and you are faithful. You will forgive us our sins and to justify us from all uncleanness. If we are willing to come to you, if we are willing to return to you, if we are willing to acknowledge our sins, you will cleanse us. And we ask your Holy Spirit to fill us, to burn all the unclean things. We ask you to cleanse us with your words, that we can walk in your words. Our hearts are joyed because of you, have hope because of you. We ask you to bless your own church for your name's sake, for the work you have started. Lord, you work among us to raise your word, to raise your word, that we can share the gospel in one accord, that we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, to know your will, to live on this world the days of our life. Lord, we wait for you. We look up to you. We do not look at our tomb. We wait for your coming. Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.